everyone. How are you guys doing? Welcome back to our podcast, The First Fight Out. Today, we are going to start another topic. Is that right, Ubin? Hello?
Yes, yes, yes. It is right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our First Flight podcast again.
Again. So the first one, it was fresh to us, but the second one, we're going to do much, much better. Well, the first one is really good.
Yeah, it was good. I think I got a lot of remarks. I think I got a lot of people who were calling in to say, oh, I watched it, I heard it, it was so good. So yes, I would say we did a good job, but we have to do better. Yeah, that's true.
For God, do better for God. Okay.
So yeah, I think today's podcast, we're talking about building a sustainable relationship with God.
Wow. Uh-oh. That's big. Building a sustainable, what, say that again, building a sustainable relationship with God. Wow.
I think it has to be with the Lord God, not even just with God, because yeah, God is Lord. Then yeah, I think we have to make it building a sustainable relationship with the Lord God.
Huh. Wow. So for like the audience who are not Christians, will you tell us a little bit about our God? What are we talking about?
Okay. Oh, we're talking to the God who created all things, the God who is king over all, who made the heavens and the earth, who created man in his own image, the one who gave his son to die for us to have this eternal life, also have Zoe. So yes, that's the God I'm talking about.
Wow. And his name is John.
His name is Yahweh. His name is King of Kings. His name is the I Am That I Am. In Bible references and Bible terms, he has so many names. He's a God of Isaac. He's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He has names.
Amen.
You know, we can go all and all. He's a King of Righteousness. All and all.
Wow, amen. I just forced you to use all your biblical knowledge to say all his name. Because I know Yorubas. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think the Yorubas call him Ele Dumare, Oba Ogo. Let me not go too deep because I don't want to bite my tongue. So the Igbos call him Chiku and Chukuwike, Chukuokike. Yeah, stuff like that. And I don't know what the Hausas call it, so let me not be judgmental. Let it just sound like I'm being tribalistic or something. No, but a lot of people in different tongues, they have names for God because he has done wondrous things for them. And he being God and they seen his wonders, they give him a name. Yeah, they give him a name. So yes, they have names. God has name.
That's very important. You need to know who your God is. And
yeah,
the Bible says we have to worship him like in spirit and the truth, which is we have to know who we are worshiping. And the God, like with the topic we are talking about today, the God who wants a relationship with us. And the relationship has to be like a sustained relationship. So
yes, it has to be.
Yeah. Talk about that, like why God want a relationship with us before we talk about how to build like a sustained relationship.
I think that question came out the wrong way. Why does God want a relationship with us? No, we are the one we are the ones who are supposed to be in a relationship with God. We are the ones seeking the relationship.
We are
the ones who are supposed to be in a relationship with God.
Oh, that's interesting because the thing is the world, like a lot of Christians, they always say like God wants a relationship with you.
The ones who are just coming up, you know, definitely there's some people in the Bible we call the babes in Christ. So yeah, those ones who think, oh, is God, he's the one who called me, so he's the one who wants the relationship with me. No, you are the one who is supposed to seek for this relationship with God.
You fight for
the relationship with God. Yeah. Like the Bible will still tell us in a way, salvation is personal. So if salvation is personal, it is a race you run to win. In this running, for you to win, There's a lot at stake. So in this
Okay.
running, in this race that you're running, you have to, there's something called endurance. You have to endure no matter what comes your way. So in the part of endurance, there's sustainability. You have to sustain yourself while running that race. So yes, so in this part, what we are going to talk about is how to sustain yourself in a relationship with God.
Wow. So people, so we have to be the ones who first like want the relationship with God. It is what you mean.
Yep. Yes,
Wow.
because when you're in Christ, even okay, think about it. Look at these people who are not in Christ, the people who do the juju things. So imagine a man going to do his juju thing, and then he just goes there without an offering, without a sacrifice or something. The gods are not going to answer him. There's no relationship between him and the gods, so they are not going to answer him. So he
Oh,
going
wow.
there, he knows he's going there with a lot of sacrifice, with a lot of things to offer to these gods because he's trying to build a relationship. That is how it is. That is how it is with God. So God is our Father. He's the King of all. So we come into him in worship, in prayer. That's building a sustainable relationship. You make your prayer not to look like a religious thing where you have or you say, oh, I have a certain time I must pray. No. Let prayer be like a habit. Just like, oh, when some people have this bad habit of eating and talking on the table. Why they're eating, they're talking, it's like a bad habit. Or why they're walking, they're picking up the nose and all that. It's a bad habit. So let prayer be like a habit where you're walking on the road and then you just, katalabaya, you bust out in tongues. Or where you're doing something, you just bust out in tongues. Or while you're doing something, maybe washing or doing something in the house, you just bust out in praises to God, in worship to God. So like that is someone who has actually been in a certain level of sustainability in keeping his relationship with God. So yes, that is how it is.
Okay, so but for people, for example, for people who are in the world, like they are not Christians and they're not interested to have a like relationship with God. So talking about like the differences when you like don't have a relationship with God, how it's going to like affect your life.
It's
I think
gonna
it's
affect your life very well. I think it's gonna you the person will literally see it, because literally I would say every man was created to offer praises, to offer worship, to offer sacrifice to God. So if you're not offering these things, if you're a man and you're not offering this thing, that's to say if you're not offering it to God, you're definitely offering it to someone,
Oh,
to something else.
yeah.
Yes, so that's how it is. So one way or the other, something is there taking that worship. You may not know, but you're worshiping something, and it's going on and on. So for you to come in this sustainability in for you to come to this sustainable relationship with God, first you have to give your life to Christ. That is the starting point.
The
You give your life to
salvation.
Christ.
The
Yes,
salvation.
salvation, your salvation. You give your life to Christ, and then from there, you start a journey through prayer. You start a journey through God's words. You learn to study the Bible, learn to study the scriptures. You know, reading is a different thing. Studying is another thing.
And
Yeah.
one thing I think like the question that I asked, like for peoples, they don't have like a relationship with God, and they when they start to like have a relationship with God, and I think most of the people is, oh, I have like a relationship with God, but I just don't know how to like sustain a relationship with God. Or what do you think like the difficult? What why
No,
yeah.
it's literally difficult. It's literally
Yeah.
difficult. I will tell you. I would say it's difficult, but it can be made easy. It can be
Yeah.
made easy. First, it's difficult because you don't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
There's something the man of God, Pastor Chris, said in one meeting. He said if you're working and you've not come to like the work that you're doing, you would not enjoy your work. You would definitely be grumbling. every second. If you only like the good part of your work, then you're not really giving your all. You're not really working. So yes, the relationship, for you to have a sustainable relationship with God, you have to give in your all. There are always going to be bad times. Even the Bible says it. There are always going to be bad times. Okay, so in these bad times, have you learned how to feel joy? Have you learned joy? Have you learned how to be joyful in these bad times? Because that's how you be able to fight the trying times. That's how you be able to keep standing in these trying times. So for you to maintain a sustainable relationship with God, you have to be well aware that there's always a trying time. It is hard. It is going to be hard. It is continuously going to be hard. But while you're doing it, that's the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So at that point, with all these type of scriptures, you get yourself to be, what was it called? You get yourself to be joyful in worshiping God.
But I think
The Bible.
this for most people, most of the
Yeah.
people, based on my observations, most of the Christians, I think they the reason that they walk away from God is because they feel like it is so difficult. They don't understand why bad things happens in their life, like why God allows those things happens.
Well, I
If
would say they're not taking the scriptures very, very, they're not taking it to heart. They're taking
You're
the
gonna
scriptures
make
very
so
lightly.
many people mad.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the truth, because in Philippians 4 verse 6, it says, do not be anxious about anything. Do not be anxious about anything. Do not think about anything. Do not worry about anything. But in every situation, that's it, there's always going to be a situation, good or bad. There's always going to be a situation. By prayer and supplication, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. So maybe these people, they read these scriptures and then it just flies out of their memory. They forget that they read it. So most times after all they're going through, they just feel like, ah, God, serving God is too hard. I don't know
They're
what to
not
do.
worth it
And and then
in the truth.
yeah, and then I think when they go to prayer, when they go to prayer, instead of them to pray, I think they complain all the time. They go on their knees and they're like, oh God, I don't know why this thing is going. No, when you go on your knees and you raise your hand to pray to God, when you're praying to God, pray to God through the Lord Jesus Christ in the spirit.
Yeah,
In the
this is the
spirit.
thing. Tell us more about like prayer. I think a lot of people they pray in the wrong way. Like when they have like hardship. Like what you say, people they complain about stuff.
Yeah.
It is not prayer, but people they don't know it is not prayers, right? Yeah,
Because
how about say like how do you think about that? Like what is the right way? How like tell us the right way that how people should pray when they have like
okay.
a hard time, yeah.
Literally, there's a book by the man of God, Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, DSE, DSE, DD. The title of the book is How to Pray Effectively. So reading that book, yeah, you can get it. There's the e-copy online. You can get the e-copy online anywhere. So you can download it. You can even go to the PCDL
Or the
app,
link,
and then
we mentioned in the link.
yeah, so you get it. So this book teaches you different levels of prayer. It teaches you how to pray effectively. So first of all, you must learn how to pray the right way. And then secondly, you must know that praying to God, you must pray in the spirit and not in your understanding. Let me explain. Okay, imagine you are a child. No, let me make it this way so it's more simple. Imagine giving a child a tennis ball to throw. He should throw it to a certain point in a windy environment. If he throws the ball may leave his hand, but it may not go straight. The wind may take it sideways. But if you give an adult a lawn tennis ball to throw to a certain point, he may throw it and it may pass this certain point. It may hit several targets. So yes, that's how prayer is. If you're praying in your own understanding, that's you're like a child who is holding a tennis ball and then you throw it, your prayer doesn't really get anywhere. It doesn't. It may go. But at a certain point, the wind takes it to another direction. That is how it is. But when you pray in the spirit, you are like an adult with a long tennis ball who throws it and it will hit different targets. So it is going because you're praying in the spirit. You're praying, even the Bible says, as you pray in the spirit, it is a mystery. The devil doesn't even understand it. It is a conversation between you and God, or rather, a conversation between your spirit and God. So at a point in time in this
You're talking
conversation,
about tongue. You're talking about praying.
yes, that's praying in tongues. Because at a point in this praying in tongues, at a point in this prayer, it gets overwhelming that the Holy Spirit has to take over from your spirit and communicate every, because the Holy Spirit lives in you. So the Holy Spirit knows everything that you're going through. He knows what you want. So while you're praying in spirit, while your spirit is praying to God, at a point it gets overwhelming that the Holy Spirit has to take over and has to relay all the messages directly to God by
Wow.
himself.
Yeah.
So yes, that's how it is when you pray in tongues. And then praying
Wow.
in tongues can there are certain levels of it. If I go deeper, there are certain levels of it. There's something even called incantations. It's deeper and deeper. There's chants, there's chanting. It goes deeper and deeper. Because you find out that even these people who do the juju things, that there's a certain time when they're like saying some things that you don't even understand. It's not in English. And then they're just saying it. And then they're just saying they repeat it and repeat it. What do you think they're doing? They're sending some kind of incantation. Incantation is a word, it is not a negative word. It is just a word you can use negatively or positively. So they're sending these incantations to a certain God, and then he's gonna do whatever he has to do for the person. So yes, when you come to praying to God too, there are certain levels. So you speak in tongues, and then you burst into tongues, you pray in tongues, you sing in tongues, you chant, and then you enter the realm of incantations. Whereas whatever you say, whatever you incantate, what it's like you solving a puzzle by your own self. You're like writing the wrongs. So that's how it is. That's just how it is.
Let me ask you a question. Do you
Okay,
think
please.
Christians who don't speak in tongues will affect their sustainabilities?
Well, yes, because they end up complaining in their prayer most times when they pray. They end up complaining because their prayers, they feel like their prayer is not effective. And then when they come back to pray, they pray for the same thing again. They pray for the same thing again. They pray for the same thing again. And then most times, like I said, the prayer may not go far. So they just know how to cultivate the spirit of prayer. They need to know how to cultivate it.
A lack
They need
of
to know.
knowledge. All right. So I think one of the thing is a lot of Christians, they kind of lack knowledge of how to really establish or their prayer life, and it's kind of
Yeah.
directly affects their relationship with God. I think
Yeah.
it's one of the issues that a lot of Christians, they don't really know how to pray.
Yes.
And that is what they're feeling stuck at some point, and it just doesn't seem like there are any changing in their life, and they're waiting for a breakthrough, but literally is because they need
Yeah,
the
they
right
pray the wrong way.
knowledge to help them to walk in the relationship with God. And literally,
Yes.
I think based on what you said, is having a like a sustained relationship with God literally can, like, we can never like be like a victim. We always be a victory because we are
Yes.
in that relationship, and God has already sent his sons to deliver us from all the failures in our life. Yeah. Is that correct? What
Because
I
if
yeah.
because if you read from okay, let me just say, read from 1 Thessalonians 5:17. The quote there, or the remark there, is pray continually.
Right.
Pray continually. Because literally, do you know that when you pray in your own understanding, when you pray in English or in French, in your own understanding, you tend to have a very short time in prayer.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
true.
because you find out that you can form everything in just one word and just give it to God. But then that's not why you have to pray. Prayer is fellowship. Prayer is like having a best friend. You have a best friend, and then you say, "Oh, what's up? I have a gist for you. I have something I want to tell you." Yes, that's how prayer is. That's how
Praying
prayer is to
fellowship.
meet God. Yes, it's a
Wow.
fellowship. It's like you coming to meet your best friend, and then you're discussing something. Prayer is like bringing a deal to your partner, and then you people are trying to sign up. You're looking for the best way to sign up the deal. That's how prayer should. That is how prayer is literally with you and God when you speak in tongues. That's how prayer is. It's not where you come to complain about what happened yesterday, or you saw a white powder in front of your door. Oh Lord, I saw a white powder in front of my door as I was crossing. That's you. That you're just ranting. You're not. There's no communication. You've not told God to sit down and in a chair, and then you sit down opposite and say, "Ah, Father, let us discuss." Because it is so clear. If the Holy Spirit comes to live in or has to live inside us, it means he wants to be part of us. He wants to know. He already knows what we know, but he wants us to share details. He
Wow.
wants to
Okay.
know how you go your daily life. He wants to know what you're doing today. He wants to know what you want to do tomorrow. Literally, the Holy Spirit is so keen to wanting to know what you want to wear. He can literally dress you up. He's the best fashion designer. Literally. He was the one that clothed Adam and Eve, right? So he was the best fashion designer. He's the best fashion designer.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing you mentioned that is very, very like inspiring is literally like we have to be the ones who be active and say, God, I want a relationship with you, God. And
Yeah.
then the way that how God responds to us and how God look forward of how God want us to communicate with him, what you just say, I think a lot of peoples, many Christians, they have like a misunderstanding what prayer is and what the relationship with God, what literally what is the relationship with God? Like, you know what I
Okay,
mean?
okay. Yeah. Relationship with God is very simple. He said in John 14, 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my words. If you love me, you'd pray to me. If you love me, you'll communicate with me. If you love me, you'll let me know what you want, what is going on in your life.
Wow.
Oh Lord, today I'm going for a job interview. I thank you, Lord, for everything works together for my good. I thank you, Lord, because as I go, I step in your favor and in your grace." That is you telling him how you want your day to go.
Yeah.
That is a very, very, that's a short discussion. "Oh Lord, so as I'm going for this interview, what can I wear? Point out the shirt I should wear, the tie I should wear, which shoe should I wear?" When you talk like this, when you go to your closet and you just pick this exact thing that God says you find out that when you go for this interview, oh, your compliments are going to start from the vehicle you entered till the interview is over, until you get the job. "Oh, I remember the tie you wore for that interview. It was so perfect. I think so." Communication with God brings favor. It
Right.
brings favor. Yeah, it brings
Right.
favor. If
Communication.
yes, communication with God brings favor, a
Wow.
lot of it. Because
Wow.
you're hearing directly from him.
Right.
You're
Yes,
hearing directly
hearing
from
from
him.
God. Talking about like hearing God's voice. I think it will be another topic we talk about later, like hearing God's voice. But
Yeah.
I think like communication is like many Christians they have like communications problems. They've got
Yeah, they have communication issue.
like hearing, and also they don't really know how to like talk to God. And I think you make like a fair point, a very good point
Yeah,
of
I
what
think
God
most of
looks
them
like.
make this I think most of them make the same mistake that the prophet Moses did. You know, the first time the Lord told Moses to strike the rock, and then he brought out water. Then he told him, speak to the rock. But because of some kind of, I would say it's communication issue, that's why Moses had to strike the rock the second time.
Right.
And you're not supposed to strike the rock twice.
Yes.
The Lord Jesus
Yeah.
cannot die twice. He can only die once.
Yeah.
Everything, if you understand the rock of our salvation is God, is the Lord God, is the Lord Jesus. So you striking the rock twice is you killing God, is you killing the Lord Jesus, is you crucifying the Lord Jesus twice. You cannot crucify the Lord Jesus twice. He can only be crucified once and he will resurrect and he has risen. So the Lord Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for us
Right.
once. And he rose on the third day. So, for you to understand God, for you to understand the Lord Jesus, you have to believe. You have to put your heart to it. You have to, no matter what the circumstances is, whatever God say you should do, that is what you have to do. Because
That's good.
first, Moses believed in God. He solely is he. He really believed in God. He loved God. But at that point in time, I don't know what happened, but I think he was frustrated. He was frustrated because of the way the people were talking and all of that. And then he let his frustration cloud his judgment. He let his frustration talk to God anyhow. He let his frustration make him hold the rod and strike the rock.
Wow.
So he let his frustration not to see clearly what the word of God says. So that's why the Philippians 4:6 says, but in every situation, because there's always going to be a situation. When that situation comes, how are you seeing the word of God? How is you, is your eyes open? What are you seeing? Are you going to strike the rock the second time? Because when the situation comes, it will literally show your communication with God. It will show your relationship with God. It will show
Oh,
a lot of things.
that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yes, it will show a lot of things. Your relationship
Yeah.
with God will show. It's just like having your best friend. So your best friend comes around, and then your relationship with your best friend shows what you're going to tell him. Your relationship with the person shows what it tells what you're going to tell the person. It tells how you're going to react to the person when he does some certain kind of thing. Not everybody can actually say a thing to you that you will go with. Not everybody can actually do a certain thing to you that you would accept. So yes, your relationship with God in a situationship is going to show how strong you are in God. It's going to show.
Yeah.
So
That's
yes.
why we have to go through like hard time, because if you only have good time in your life, you never know what's inside you. I think today
Yes.
time runs really fast. We already like a half hours. I think
Oh.
just like a thing that is really good is if we really want to have like a very good relationship with God, like a sustainability.
Yeah.
All we need is we got to know about how to pray. Our prayer life has to be good. We need to know how to talk to God, communications, and what
Yeah, okay.
communication
So
is.
let me just give this point on how to like maintain a very sustainable relationship with God. So first of all, value the relationship.
Amen.
Your relationship with God is not a ritual. It's not a ritual. Move beyond mere religious routine. Like I said, praying to God should not be a religious routine. It's not, oh, I have a certain time I must pray to God. No, let prayer be a culture. Let it cultivate it. Let it be a habit. This means sharing your thoughts, feelings, and desire with him and listen to his guidance. Maintain your heart for God.
Yeah.
Maintain your heart for God. Serve God with a complete heart. Be honest about your desires, intentions. Acknowledge God's presence in your life. You may be going out and then you hit a stone. Instead of saying ouch or something else, I know it's going to be painful or something. Reference that, okay, maybe there's really something that God wanted to show you. And literally, maybe because as you hit your leg against the stone, then you literally saw maybe your card that fell yesterday or something that you didn't know it fell, and then you just saw it, and then you just picked up and were like, ah, is this my card? Ah, my card fell. No, at that point, you're supposed to reference God. Reference God. Even in the bad situations, still think that God is there. Think that God is there. David said he make it a table in the presence of his enemies. In the presence of his enemies.
Oh,
Like, do
yes.
you get it? In the presence of his enemies, that God is still there.
Amen.
Do you get? So, yes, reverence God in everything that you do. Learn from Jesus. Learn from the Lord Jesus. Study the scriptures that has Jesus teachings and relationship with God, how Jesus related with the Lord God, characterized by vulnerability, honesty, and trust. Prioritize your relationship with God just as Jesus did. And then let
Amen.
God's word teach you. Let God's word teach you. Allow God's word to transform your life, teaching you to live according to his truth. Then lastly, put your trust in God. You can only trust someone you have a relationship with. Like you a married man will literally trust his wife. You have to trust your wife. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That was really good, so inspiring. I think we learned a lot today from you. And I think
Yes.
one thing, main thing that I'm taking away with me is we have to be the one who want the relationship with God. That is very important. And one of the
Yes.
most important thing is communications. We need to know how to communicate with God. If we really, really want to have like a relationship with God, we need to know how to communicate. We need to know how to pray in the right way,
Yeah.
and not to complain about stuff,
Indeed,
but we really
not to
need to talk to
complain.
God about stuff and thanksgiving. We need to thank God about stuff. So, thank you
Yep.
so much for your sharing. I always say you're the wise man, and you always help me. And you, God sent you to build my life, and you're my best friend. That's why we have this podcast. And I think everyone things like that have the same thought as me.
Yeah.
Right. So
Yeah,
thank
okay.
you so much for having us today, everybody. Don't forget, we are the first fight up. Remember to subscribe. You want to say the rest?
Oh yes, remember to like, share, follow. Remember to hit us up on Instagram. You can ask us any questions and we can actually talk about your questions too. So go on Instagram and look for the first flight up. You can send in your questions, like our podcast, you can share and all of that. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Snap. We're all on the social media, and look for us on Spotify too.
In
Thank you
digital,
all
in a
for
digital world.
all right. Thank you all for listening, and I think
Yeah.
I love the
You
fact that you
guys.
guys are listening. You guys
Next
give us
Friday.
motivation
We
to
see you
talk
guys
more.
next Friday. Yeah.
Yes, we see you again next Friday. I love you all.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.